and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 29. Our Lord Jesus has started again another subject, and he said, you've heard it, that it was said of them of old time. And so he's going back to those things that they have been taught, those things they've understood from the leadership there in Israel. And then he has, but I say unto you, as he said in verse number 28, and he told about they held to the letter of the law, and that physical adultery was a thing to go to stay away from. But then they had nothing about the heart, what's going on in the heart and the mind. The Lord Jesus says to look at a woman, to lust after her, is a commission of adultery in one's heart before the Lord. And so the Lord is dealing with the heart issue from the factory of sin, and that there is sin and wickedness from within, not just things on the outside to avoid and stay away with, and then after that everything's okay, but this of the heart. Our hearts need changed. We need a new heart that can only be performed and accomplished by our Lord. He goes into verse 29 and says, if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And if thy right hand offend thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members should perish, and not that thy whole body should be cast into hell. And so here the Lord Jesus, he's not talking about mutilation of the body, and there are many that believe in mutilation and abuse of the body, thinking that it's a penance kind of thing that God honors. That's not what he's talking about. The Lord says that's how bad sin is to stay away from. If the eye gate, the eye, is causing problems of sin, and if you could pluck it out and cast it from you and get away from sin, then getting away from sin would be worth that one eye, that you might not be cast into hell for wickedness and sins committed against God. The thing is cutting off of the right hand. He said, if cutting off your right hand would do it, it would be worth it to get away from sin and iniquity. The thing is it's known that it won't be. When a man plucks out his one eye, he's still got the other. And then he plucks out both eyes, he's still got what's in his heart and his mind. But the Lord is telling and explaining that if the physical could do it, it would be worth doing it. But the problem at hand is greater indeed than that. It's a heart problem. Verse number 31, it hath been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. So the Lord's going to deal with divorce. And he says, that's what it was said, and that's what was suffered back in the days of Moses, and they've claimed it and looked to it since. But I say unto you, so understand, Jesus is setting the record straight about divorce. He's setting the record straight about divorce. If there's any argument here, the argument is with our Lord Jesus Christ. The argument is not with me. It's not with any preacher of the Lord that would reiterate and tell again what the Lord Jesus has said. But the argument is with the Lord. And this is Jesus. He says, it's been said, if you put away your wife, give her a writing of divorcement, saying that it's allowable. If you put her away, then give her that writing. And that was a legality, a legal thing that was done there. But I say unto you that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causeth her to commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced, committeth adultery. Now the reference is from the man putting away his wife, but it works both ways. A woman putting away her husband and divorcing him. The Lord says this, you put away your wife, you cause her to commit fornication, in that when she is married and intimate with another, it's the commission of adultery. God says that he honors that marriage for life. regardless of what the law of the land has declared. And there is that law of the land, and we should abide by the law of the land as long as it doesn't cause us to be contrary to God, because government is ordained by the Lord. But the Lord says that whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, and this would be in the betrothal period, if a woman would be found, or even a man would be found to be unfaithful, and namely in that day with that culture, it would be the women. That's the only way before they would be intimate together, if it would be found that she would be fornicative in that, not a virgin in that, that it would be okay for him to put her away. Otherwise, the Lord says, if you put a wife away, if a wife puts a husband away and divorces them, when they engage and are enjoined to another, they commit adultery. And whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committeth adultery. That's what God says. Not what I say, but it's what God says, because marriage is for life. That's the design of the Lord. Again, ye have heard, verse 33, that hath been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but thou shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. And so there are oaths and there are vows, and but we have to be very, very careful about them. And it's best for us to be very, very cautious and very, very careful regarding oaths and vows in marriage. And so there's one. He's just dealt with that. There is a marriage vow. Isn't that how we refer to it? I mean, it is a oath. It's a vow that two, a man and a woman, and that's the design of the Lord, a man and a woman vow to be faithful one to another until they die. That's the premise of marriage from the beginning. And so he says, don't forswear thyself, but thou shalt perform unto the Lord thine oaths. So when you make an oath, make a vow, make sure you do it. But here's what the Lord Jesus says. But I say unto you, swear not at all. Don't swear at all. Neither by heaven, for it is God's throne. Heaven is God's place, not ours. And we can't dictate anything by heaven. It's not ours. We can't go there at will. We will go there to be with the Lord, the saved will, when we die. But don't swear by heaven, because really it's got nothing to do with you. It's the place that the Lord will bring you to if you are saved. He says, for it is God's throne. It's God's place. Verse 35, nor by the earth. Don't swear by the earth, because you and I, we can do very little in the earth. We can bring very little to pass. Our power and our strength is very little. What's Jesus say about it? Don't swear by the earth, for it is his footstool. Now, can you imagine? We have an ottoman or a footstool at home. We're certainly in control of it, and we put our feet on it, and we move it about wherever we want. That's the way the earth is referred to by Jesus as being God's footstool. Neither by Jerusalem. Don't swear by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Jerusalem is not my city. Now, I love Jerusalem. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, but Jerusalem is not my city. I long to be there and would like to see it someday, and will see it when the Lord takes me on to be with him and the saved will. But it's not my city. Don't swear by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. It's his city. So don't be swearing by the Lord's stuff that he has created, that he has for his own, that we have very little to do with, certainly in power and influence. Verse 36, neither shalt thou swear by thy head. So then he gets even more personal. So what you do have, don't swear by your own head. Why? Because thou canst not make one hair white or black. Don't be swearing. Now, the Lord has swore some things. You know why he's able to do that? Because he can bring it to pass. But you and I, we are not to swear by anything, neither swear by our own head. Now, we think that's pretty personal, and we're in control of our lives, we think, and have ability. But I can't make my hair by will. I can by coloring, but by will permanently make my hair white or make it black. I can't do it. But let your communication, here's what he says, rather than vows, rather than oaths, rather than swearing, let your communication be yea, yea, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Just say yes or say no and stick by it. Anything else other than that, you're setting yourself up to be an offender to God and to be a blasphemer of God and to be a bad witness of God by swearing on things that you have no control of, things that belong to Him. But we're just set to say yes. If we say yes, let it be yes. If we say no, let it be no. Ye have heard, verse 38, that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. They said, that's what you've heard has been said. But I say unto you that you resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at law, verse 40, and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. And so he says here, he says, you've heard a tit for tat. You knock my tooth out, I'll knock your tooth out. Everything's just fair, even exchange. But the Lord says, somebody that not to resist evil, but if one's hit you on the right cheek, turn that left cheek to him too. And if any man sues you and wants your coat, let him take your cloak too. The Lord says, don't resist evil, but look to overcome and overwhelm evil with good. I believe it says that in the book of Romans. And so that's what the children of God are called to do, not fight and wrestle and wrangle in this world the way the world and mankind does. Don't rest against it, but just stand as the Lord and be loving and compassionate and caring. Now, listen, I'll tell you, this is a hard thing to do. This is a hard thing to do, but our dealing with the world, it's the way the children of God are to be. Whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, verse 41, go with him too. And this is what we understand historically from the Roman government, that the soldiers were able to take any citizen of any land in which they were dominant, and they, by Roman law, could have someone bear the burden that they had for a mile. That was part of the Roman law. The Lord Jesus says, if they grab a hold of you and have you do that, you go ahead and go 2 miles. And if anybody asks you, verse number 42, to want to borrow something, let them have it. If you have it by you, let them have it. Don't turn them away. And so the Lord Jesus here telling us what God thinks about the way that we should live in life. The book of Proverbs is that way too. The Sermon on the Mount and the book of Proverbs have very much in common in that way. God's mind, God's thinking, what we've heard and what Jesus says is truly the way of it, and set in order by the Son of God. Well, see that our time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Rill Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.